Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side,
shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize
when we ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts for this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
I'm Craig.
Please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching, and go ahead and pull down those safety bars because we won't be doing that for you. Gentlemen, it's a big day. It is milestone episode 92. And I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 92.
Uh-oh. What's that feel like?
It feels like this. It's me in 2050.
Have you got a?
Hey guys, you there?
Stop.
3B.
Have you got?
We're not 3B.
Do you have a fractured
people just
hip?
Cut off of the podcast?
It's gonna happen.
That's what 92 feels like.
This is the fourth and final installment of our theme park quick service dining battle royales.
Sad. That's our final one.
It is kind of. Yes, if you go back to episode 56, you'll find the Animal Kingdom Quick Service Battle Royale, episode 61 for Magic Kingdom, and then Hollywood Studios, episode 85. So you can check out all those Battle Royales.
Man, this is like way too close to the other, to the Hollywood Studios. No. We should spread it out some more.
No. So guys, Epcot, which, as we talked about before, arguably has the highest number of dining options in it, especially during festival season. But today we're here to talk about the quick service. And we've got 12 restaurants, Derek.
12?
12.
I didn't imagine there being that many there. I knew there were several, but I didn't imagine 12. We may have taken some liberties.
We found 11 and we added one more, but this is what we have. Yorkshire Fish Shop.
Overrated.
Les Halles Boulangerie Patisserie.
Wow.
I'm butchering the pronunciation of these. Tangerine Cafe, Katsura Grill, Liberty Inn, Summerfest, Lotus Blossom Cafe, Kringla Bakery, Aug Cafe, La Cantina de San Angel, Sunshine Seasons, and the Electric Umbrella. And for good measure, because we needed an even number, we added the Via Napoli Pizza Window.
I've honestly never seen that open.
Well, it's been open more as of late. Craig, Derek, y'all got anything to say? Do we want to get right down to it?
Let's get right down to it.
So, guys, what I did is I just kind of drew out these brackets, and I just kind of went around Epcot in order. Guess who got a bye? Sunshine Seasons, Electric Umbrella, La Cantina de San Angel, and Kringla Bakery Aug Cafe in Norway. So those four got a bye. Let's get right to the play-in games.
Okay.
Go ahead and pull those apps up on your phone so you can see what the menus are that
Don't
we can
need
share them.
Them
with the listeners. Derek doesn't need them. Perfect. In our first round matchup here, the winner of this will take on Sunshine Seasons, Lotus Blossom Cafe in China, or Les Halles Boulangerie. Let's just call it the French bakery, shall we? The
like
bakery
that.
In France. All three of us have dined together at both of these establishments. Years ago, we shared a meal together at the Lotus Blossom Cafe. This summer...
They do not take kindly to three grown men sharing
plate. One plate.
They didn't say anything, but the looks were...
Yes.
Said plenty.
You need to order more.
Yeah.
So, Craig, why don't you tell us what they offer at the Lotus Blossom Cafe, and Derek's going to fill us in on the bakery in France.
All right, you have, for entrees, you have orange chicken, shrimp fried rice, sesame chicken salad, beef noodle, spicy chicken, or vegetarian stir fry. And there's also a kids menu, pot stickers, sweet and sour chicken, and that's really about it. They do have egg rolls and pot stickers for appetizers, too. So kind of a small offering there, but your basic offering for... Chinese.
Derek, how about the bakery?
The bakery, they have a ham and cheese baguette, a turkey BLT, apples and cheese. Let's see here. I'm giving you the Americanized version of the menu here. Ham and cheese croissant, chicken and pesto, romaine. They've probably gotten rid of the romaine with blue cheese.
Probably so. I think they've also got some soups. that they offer each day.
And quiche.
A
croque monster. Baguettes, creme brulee. Monster. Some macarons. A lot of bread. Good, yeah, lots of bread and several sweets, too. So, a good menu. I was surprised at how much they have. I believe when you walk in there, they have two different lines, so you just pick which side you want to go to, and they're the same things both sides. So
yeah, we
don't be discouraged when you see two lines.
We sampled a few things there this summer. So guys, I tell you what, I'll go ahead and pick again. And for those of you who are just now joining us on these battle royales, best 2 out of 3 advances to the next round. Mm-hmm. There are 3 of us. The restaurant that gets 2 votes advances. I'm going to go ahead and vote for the Las Halles Bakery in France. I think it offers a wide variety of items that you can't just get everywhere. It's most of the stuff, especially early in the day, is very fresh, very authentic to French cuisine, and a wide variety of selections, a lot of which are fairly affordable. I know that one
very good price.
I think that croque monsieur that we had was under $5.
Yeah.
And it was a pretty substantial dish. So I'm going to say Las Halles. Craig, I know you like Asian cuisine. I'm anxious to hear who you pick.
That's what I was about to say. I really love Asian cuisine. I'm just a big fan of it. However, in this choosing, again, we've ate at both of these. I would have to go with the Cafe in France because indoor seating, large sampling of all kinds of different things you can pick from, unlike the Lotus Blossom Cafe, which is outdoor seating and small sampling of what you can get. So I'm going to go with more sample inside eating, so it would have to be the Cafe in France.
Derek?
Well,
as if it matters?
Since it doesn't matter, I'm going to go with the bakery also. I do enjoy a good creme brulee. And I like being able to get it at a quick service location. So,
I think the one thing that the Lotus Blossom does have is probably a lower hassle experience. That bakery in France can feel and get a little chaotic.
That's a good point.
So if you're looking for more of a relaxed meal and you do like Asian cuisine, the Lotus Blossom. And I don't think I think the one time we ate at Lotus Blossom, the food quality was pretty good. So it's not like it's a bad option. And that's what you're going to see in Epcot. In Hollywood Studios, it was an issue of
the quality.
Is any of this edible? what do we have to pick? But in Epcot, these are some tough choices because you top to bottom, Epcot's dining is the best, bar none. And that goes for quick service. That goes for table service, snacks, really across the board. So congratulations to Las Halles Boulangerie. You are advancing to the second round. And that brings up our next matchup, Katsura Grill versus the Via Napoli Pizza Window. I have got the Katsura Grill menu pulled up here. They've got the Tokyo Sushi Combo, 4 pieces of California roll and 3 pieces of nigiri for $12. So they've got sushi. They've got shrimp tempura udon, beef udon, spicy seafood miso ramen. So a lot of noodle dishes there. Shrimp and chicken teriyaki, chicken cutlet curry, chicken and beef teriyaki, miso soup, edamame, steamed rice, and that's about it there. And, of course, various drinks. I think the Via Napoli Pizza Window, I mean, that's pretty much what it says it is, right? It's just slices of pizza. It's Via Napoli pizza, so it's good.
See, that's what I'm scared of. I know when it used to be open, it was different pizza than what was served in Via Napoli.
Oh, really?
So I don't know. I'll just go in and vote. I'm going to. What was the first
one? Katsura Grill.
I'm going to have to vote for Katsura Grill. I don't even know the name of it, but I'm voting for that just because I'm not sure what the pizza is.
Okay. Craig, how about you?
I'm going to go with Derek, the Katsura Grill, just simply because the window is rarely ever open for Via Napoli. And I like the menu here as I look also at the Katsura Grill. So I would go with Katsura Grill.
Have either of you eaten at Katsura Grill?
I've not, but it sounds like I
will.
Where
is that one?
Japan. It's kind of tucked away back in Japan.
Is it the one with the waterfall back behind
Yes.
it? Yeah, I've eaten there.
Very nice scenic
Rachel,
place to eat.
Rachel likes that place.
I have not eaten there. My wife has, and I had some of hers, and it was good. I, too, would vote Katsura Grill just because of the unknown. I mean, if you're going to go Via Napoli, Let's just go in and sit down and have some pizza.
And I want to make sure I'm getting the Via Napoli pizza and not not the standard
DiGiorno
pizza.
It's not Via Napoli. It's DiGiorno.
It's Pizza Rizzo.
Oh, no.
Katsura Grill advances. It'll be taking on the Kringla Bakery here in the second round.
Ooh, good matchup.
Our next first round matchup, Liberty Inn taking on the Yorkshire Fish Shop. So we're recreating the Revolutionary War here with America taking on Great Britain.
I've got the Liberty Inn.
for no other reason. Oh.
I've got the menu.
Oh, I thought you were picking it.
No.
Guys, try not to let your patriotism here influence your vote.
Okay.
Here's what you can get for entrees. You can get All-American Burger, Classic Cheeseburger, Southern Fried Chicken Sandwich, Macaroni and Cheese All-Beef Footlong Hot Dog, Derek, Fried Shrimp Basket, Grilled Vegetable Burger, Barbecue Pork Sandwich, Cobb Salad with Chicken, Chicken Breast Nuggets, All-Beef Hot Dog, or just a Cobb Salad. You can also get fries and macaroni and cheese on the side. You can get pasta with marinara and chicken and apple salad. And for desserts, you can get apple pie cheesecake, marshmallow cookie crunch cupcake, or mixed fruit cup.
I have got the Yorkshire Fish Shop here pulled up. Are you ready for the menu?
Go for it.
Fish and chips.
And?
Fish and chips. You get two strips of fish served with chips, a.k.a. fries.
And a sponge cake.
And a sponge cake and whole seasonal fruit, excuse me.
Come on now.
But as far as food.
Come on, son.
Oh, get this. Two strips of fish with fries, $11.50 for price two increase. Pieces of fish.
How long did it take them to write that menu, I wonder?
Guys, I'm going to pick Liberty Inn.
Why?
Because of America, that's why.
America.
No, I'm obviously for the wide variety of food that it has, and I'll probably
indoor
say more.
Indoor seating?
It has indoor seating, absolutely. Yorkshire has like three outside tables, and that's about it.
It does have abundant indoor seating,
and
too.
We actually sampled that.
I don't think I've actually looked in there, sorry.
Oh. We ate that fish and chips, us three.
We did.
We shared that, too.
Have either of you ever been to Liberty Inn?
That's where I recorded with y'all one day.
Oh, yeah.
But I was outside. I didn't look inside.
We had the kids screaming in the background.
Yep.
Fun. Well, I think I'm voting Liberty Inn. What are you voting, Derek?
I'm going Yorkshire. For the one item. I like the fish and chips. I think that's
overpriced fish and chips.
High quality food, unlike the Liberty Inn.
I got a feeling I'm going to say more about Yorkshire later this week. Craig, which one are you? It's down to you. What are you voting for, Yorkshire or Liberty Inn? He's getting nervous over
there. He didn't think he was going to have to break a tie, did he?
I am going to say my wife is a huge fish and chips fan. My wife does not listen to the show, so I'm going to choose Liberty Inn because of so many selections. I mean, fish and chips versus all these other selections, yes, it may not be high-quality food, as you'd say, Derek, but there are lots of choices here.
Or maybe it is.
Yeah, you don't know.
I'm not going to find out.
If you read Josh's latest review of Liberty Inn, which was a few months back, he was quite impressed with some of the new menu items. But we'll say more. And it has indoor seating, Craig.
Indoor seating. One of my favorites.
All right. Well, Liberty Inn advances to take on La Cantina de San Angel. So we're going to have American cuisine taking on Hispanic cuisine in the second round. And here's our final play-in game here. The winner will take on Electric Umbrella. Summerfest in Germany taking on the Tangerine Cafe. Some of you may recall this past Thursday, I listed Tangerine Cafe as one of the underrated dining establishments. But I have the Summerfest menu pulled up here if one of you would like to get Tangerine Cafe. So we've got Germany versus Morocco. Summerfest here in Germany. You can get a bratwurst served on a freshly baked roll with sauerkraut and house-made paprika chips. You can get a frankfurter. What's the difference between a frankfurter and a bratwurst, Derek?
I don't know. Maybe the spices. I don't know. No idea.
You can also get a jumbo pretzel, and boy, for $9.39, it better be jumbo.
They are jumbo.
Noodle gratin, which is the baked macaroni with cheese custard, cold potato salad, apple strudel with vanilla sauce, Black Forest cake, and some beverages of your choice. So that's Summerfest. Again, a limited menu, but that apple strudel, the picture they have there looks delightful. Derek, What say you about Tangerine Cafe?
They have a shawarma platter, chicken or lamb or both, vegetable platter, a kefta platter. Not looked at that. It's got olives in it. I'll be bypassing that. Saffron rotisserie chicken, tabbouleh, lentil salad, marinated olives, tangerine couscous salad. And the kids can get hamburgers or chicken nuggets. So, and the meats are typically, what would you say, Matthew, on the, they've just been skewered and sliced.
Yes.
Fresh sliced.
They've got the skewers. They've got it all cooking on meats back by, right behind the counter, so you can see it being done.
Very good. Very good food. And I have had both of these, so.
So why don't you go ahead and vote?
I am going to the bratwurst. I think I've mentioned it. I think it's a dollar or so overpriced for the bratwurst. While the pricing over at Tangerine Cafe is not good on the budget, I'm still going to go with the Tangerine Cafe because of the shawarma platter.
Gotta love the shawarma.
It's a very good, very good meal.
Craig, Summerfest in Germany or Tangerine Cafe in Morocco?
I, too, am going to choose the Tangerine Cafe. I have ate there. With the Summerfest, it seems like you're getting either a bratwurst or a
Frankfurter.
So,
or the jumbo pretzel.
Not a lot of choices there. So I'm going to go over to Tangerine Cafe and two, I will try the shawarma platter.
We do like our variety, don't we, gentlemen? Well, Tangerine Cafe, I also would vote for them, and I will say more about the Tangerine Cafe in its next round, I am sure. So, guys, we're down to eight now. We are down to eight. We have Sunshine Seasons taking on Las Halles Boulangerie. So, we're down to the final eight. Let's start here with Sunshine Seasons or the bakery in France, Las Halles. Now, Sunshine Seasons is more like your typical food court. I believe there are four stations that you can go to. We've already gone through the menu at Las Halles.
I've got it for
you. You've got the Sunshine Seasons menu. Hit us with it, Craig.
And they are breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Correct.
Over at Sunshine Seasons.
So we want to look at lunch and dinner, I'd assume?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go with Mongolian beef or vegan korma. You can also get oak grilled rotisserie chicken, salmon with cheesy grits, and slow roasted pork loin. You can also get rotisserie turkey breast club sandwich or barbecue pork sandwich or a cheese pizza. You can also choose a power salad with chicken, a Caesar salad with oak fired chicken. You can get chicken corn chowder or black bean soup. And there's also a kids menu with several things to choose from and a huge assortment for desserts.
And then, of course, you have all the baked goods in France, the sandwiches, the soups, the desserts. Which one are you going to pick, Derek?
I am going to go with Sunshine Seasons.
Hmm.
A very broad variety. And so, depending on the mood of me and my party, I think we could definitely find something to eat there.
Both of these do have indoor seating, correct?
Correct.
Sunshine Season seating, however, is plentiful.
It is.
The Boulangerie Las Halles, I can't ever get the name right. It's very limited. I, too, am going to say Sunshine Seasons. I've eaten there several times. I've eaten there for breakfast and lunch and dinner. Had great experiences every time. And sometimes I stick with old favorites. Sometimes I try new items in entree. I think there's a little something for everybody there. And, of course, you're steps away from Soarin' and Living with the Land, two of the best rides in Epcot. Craig, which would you have picked?
I probably, even though both are kind of crazy and there's people all over the place and there's really not a, it's just kind of nuts going through both of them, I probably would have chose the bakery just for something different and lots of choices there. I just think you could have got as many choices, I feel like, as Sunshine Season. So I would pick the bakery just because.
Sorry, Craig, but Sunshine Seasons is advancing by a close vote. But how about the Kringlaw Bakery Og Cafe in Norway or the Katsura Grill in Japan? This could be a tough one. I've got the menu here for the Kringlaw. They have the Norwegian Club, ham, turkey, bacon, Munster cheese with fresh tomatoes and more, ham and apple sandwich. Sounds interesting. The Norwegian chef salad, poached salmon with mixed greens, tomato, onion, potato, and boiled egg, salmon and egg bagel, pastrami smoked salmon sandwich. And then, of course, you have the school bread, rice cream, the lefse. Is that how it's pronounced there?
That's how I say it.
Berry cream puff. And, of course, the troll horn.
Way down on the list.
It is. Guys, what are you going to take? The bakery in Norway or the Katsura Grill with the noodle dishes, chicken teriyaki, shrimp teriyaki, sushi, and more over in Japan?
I think I'm going to choose the Katsura Grill. And ooh, I'm kind of upset that I haven't gone there before. So I definitely will give it a try next time I go. I just read the menu and looking over it. So I'm going with Katsura Grill.
I'm going to say the Kringlaw Bakery, just because all I've had there are the sweets, and I've enjoyed the sweets there. I've always wanted to try the Norwegian Club or the ham and apple sandwich, and I've just never done it. And I want to try, or even maybe the smoked salmon and pastrami bagel or whatever it was. Some of those things are dishes I've never really had. Whereas the things in Katsura Grill, most of those I've never eaten at Katsura Grill. But I'm going to take Kringlaw Og Bakery Cafe. So, Derek, that leaves it up to you. It's 1-1.
1-1.
What will it be?
I have had both of these. Not that I'm like you. I haven't had any of the savory items from Kringlaw Bakery. But I am sorry, Craig.
Ugh.
I have to go with the bakery. Because I'm like Matthew. It's got some stuff on there that I wouldn't mind trying, along with my school bread, though, of course.
Next time we go, we need to eat there.
And Matthew's getting school bread?
I will not be. I will not be. Maybe a troll horn. So Craig, oh man, poor Craig. He's lost two in a row.
How is he?
Are you okay over there?
I'm all right. I thought he's going to drop the mic again.
Well, Craig.
That's what friends are for. In good times.
I tell you what,
in
Craig.
Bad times.
Craig, since
I'll be on your side forevermore.
I'm
good, guys.
He's losing it.
He's in depression singing mode now.
I'm good. Hey, don't worry about me.
Craig, how about you? This will make him feel better. How about you? How about you tell us about La Cantina de San Angel, the menu there over in Mexico, as it goes up against Liberty Inn. Which, if you recall, Liberty Inn had the burgers, it had the fried shrimp, it had the Cobb salad, and more over in the United States, the American Pavilion. Craig, what does La Cantina de San Angel have? First of all, have either of you eaten there?
I have.
I have. Have you, Derek?
Yes, I have been there.
Tacos de barbacoa, which is basically pork. Tacos de pescado, which is fish. Tacos de Polo, which is chicken. Polo Casa Cabel, which is a mixture of chicken and Mexican rice. Nachos. They've also got a grilled chicken salad. They've got a beef barbacoa salad. They have several sides that you would want. Guacamole, refried beans, sour cream, nacho cheese. They've also got con queso, chicken tenders for the kids. They have churros and Mickey Mouse ice cream. So basically a lot of your Mexican dishes that you would expect to have. So I think just about every type of dish, every type of meat you could want. So that's the menu there.
So Derek, given that menu and the menu we talked about at Liberty Inn, what would you pick?
Well, again, I'm going to try and get Liberty Inn out of here and go with the Cantina just because I'm not going to Liberty Inn.
For no other reason than you just won't go there.
Correct.
I'm going to pick Liberty Inn. I like some of the options they have there. I liked what Josh had to say about their chicken Cobb salad earlier this year. I like a good Cobb salad. And again, it has indoor seating. It's also it's more of a hassle-free experience. It's not nearly as crowded. I think a lot of people stop at the Cantina because it's the first stop there in World Showcase. I've had good meals at Cantina, but I want to give Liberty Inn a shot. And I'm steps away from the American Adventure, which is one of my favorite shows. Voices of Liberty. You know, I also like to sit there so I can see out and see, oh, maybe a character training is about to take place here next door. So I'm going to say for that reason, and for those reasons, multiple, I'm going to say Liberty Inn. So, Craig, it's 1-1.
What's the one right as you come in? Is this it right there on your right as you come mm-hmm. in?
Yep.
Where you can over kind of overlooks the water? Mm-hmm. And
so, Derek, Craig has lost 2 in a row, but he's going to get to pick the winner.
He can't lose this one.
He cannot lose this one.
Okay.
Or unless he gets really nervous.
I have 8 at one of these and have 8 at the La Cantina several times and have always been very well pleased. So I'm going to choose La Cantina in San Miguel.
Nothing gets
the Liberty, but...
You won't be spreading your golden wings now. You shot down America. How dare you?
So anyway.
All right. The Cantina advances on to the Final Four. And it is quite good. It's a good one. But I do want to try Liberty Inn. Our last first round.
You've got to try the churros, if nothing else, there at La Cantina.
I had those.
Yes. Yep. Our last second round matchup here is the Tangerine Cafe in Morocco. And a restaurant that gets a lot of hate, but maybe it's overlooked, the Electric Umbrella in Future World. Sunshine Seasons and the Electric Umbrella are the only two quick service dining establishments in Future World at Epcot. And they offer a Mojo Pulled Pork Burger, 1/3 pound Angus Bacon Cheeseburger, Brisket Sandwich, Energy Salad with Roasted Chicken, Energy Salad, 3 Cheese Flatbread, Chicken Breast Nuggets, a Vegetable Quinoa Salad, French Fries, and more. So more of your classic fast food there. So you've got the safe and sound in the American cuisine there at Electric Umbrella, taking on the Moroccan shawarma platter in Tangerine Cafe. And guys, I'm just going to go ahead and pick. Tangerine Cafe is advancing for me.
I'm pretty sure you speak for all of us with that vote.
Well,
I will.
What about you, Craig?
I will concur.
I mean, Electric Umbrella, that was the very first place we ate at in Epcot all those years ago. And I enjoyed it. I think at that time I had a meatball sub or something. And it was quite good. I didn't understand the hate for it, but you know, if you're in the mood for burgers and chicken, and I guess Electric Umbrella wouldn't be a bad spot. Then again, if you're in Future World and you're looking to eat, it's one of your two options, really.
Yep.
So Tangerine Cafe is advancing. I'll tell you what, I think Tangerine Cafe is going to be a tough out. So guys, we're down to the final four. Sunshine Seasons, the Kringla Bakery, Tangerine Cafe, and La Cantina de San Angel. So...
This would probably be my top four.
You think so?
I think I would.
Sunshine Seasons or the Kringla Bakery Og Cafe in Norway. Which one would you pick, Derek?
I would go with Sunshine Seasons. As much as I enjoy the bakery of Norway, I like the variety at Sunshine Seasons.
Definitely a lot more options and a lot more space. Mm-hmm. The Kringla Bakery is very tight.
And it's not as bad as
which they just have remodeled it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've not been in it.
Okay, I've been in since they've remodeled it. It's probably there's still no indoor seating, but you do have more space to look at the menu and all.
Craig doesn't like to hear that. Which would you pick, Craig?
I am going with the Kringla Bakery.
Wow!
Just because I like the choices, lots of different choices. So I really like the.
Now, he just voted against it and voted for Katsura Grill moments ago.
I like Asian cuisine.
He does.
Since
like
he got
Asian.
Knocked out, I'm going with Norwegian, mainly because of the treats they have. I'm fighting for the school bread.
Well, unfortunately, that fight is going to end right now because I'm picking Sunshine Seasons to advance to the finals for mainly the reasons that Derek said. Just the variety, the food quality there is good.
And because I didn't choose it.
No, that has nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm. I see how this whole show is going.
He's not having a good
You know, maybe
show
if the school bread had a little flavor, it would have helped. But
okay,
it's there.
You've just got to reach for it. You've got to try it again.
You know what I like about Sunshine Seasons 2 is I can ride Soarin', I can get off, book a fast pass.
You just ruined the day right there when you said that.
I can book a fast
pass. I thought Craig was having a bad show, but now
I can book
you a, may have ruined my life.
I can book a fast pass to ride Living with the Land. I can eat at Sunshine Seasons, hop on Living with the Land. After I eat, I get the whole land experience there.
I still think that Living with the Land should have an Aerosmith soundtrack.
Living with the Land!
Don't you think?
That's an interesting idea. I don't know if it would match the speed of the ride.
Hey, and they're not going to be a rock and roller coaster forever.
That's true. I do like Sunshine Seasons. A lot of good experiences there. So Sunshine Seasons is advancing to the final round of our Epcot Quick Service Battle Royale.
Meant to be.
Who will they take on? Will it be La Cantina San Angel or Tangerine Cafe in Morocco? Who wants to go first?
I will.
I'll go ahead and go first because y'all going to knock it out anyway. I'm going to go with La Cantina. So
why? Why would you go with that?
I just enjoy eating there. We've ate there, like I said, several times. Great. Even though it's outside eating, it is kind of right there on the water. It's a good atmosphere. And I've never really gotten a bad meal there.
If you're willing,
quick service.
If you're willing to hold your spot for a couple of hours, you can perhaps get a seat out on the water to watch Illuminations.
Yeah, that would be a strike for Derek right there.
Yes, it would. I'm going to pick Tangerine Cafe over in Morocco. Surprise, surprise.
And I know what Derek's going to choose.
I love the shawarma platter. I love the Mediterranean sliders. I think the food there is so fresh. All the food that we're talking about is fresh, but that you just get the sense that it's
you think it's fresh because nobody goes there?
I think so. It's fresh, and but I think also because the food doesn't seem to be as heavy on your stomach.
This should be on the underrated show.
Which I think it was on the underrated
show. I'm underrated.
Derek, which would you pick?
You're underrated on this episode, Craig, because you're definitely getting overruled.
Go ahead.
I think he's picking against us because he knows he's going to lose. Derek, which are you picking?
Tangerine Cafe. It's tough to beat that shawarma. And if you did, it wouldn't count anyway.
That's right.
Have you ever had anything other than the shawarma?
Have you ever had
the Mediterranean sliders?
Nope.
Have you had any baklava?
No.
The baklava is also quite
good. I've not heard good things about the baklava.
The championship round will be Sunshine Seasons taking on Tangerine Cafe.
We haven't had that bell the whole time.
Future World versus World Showcase.
That just surprised me. Future World had two options.
Morocco.
And one of them made it to the finals.
Morocco versus America and more. So this is it, gentlemen. It all comes down to this. I think not easily could have predicted, but I'm not surprised that these two are in the finals.
I'm not.
In spite of what Craig has tried to do, Derek.
Yes.
So y'all think I've been trying to sabotage this the whole time?
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
I am going to go ahead and pick because I think everybody knows what I'm picking. I have a deep love for Tangerine Cafe. In fact, I have other podcasts to thank for that, for putting me onto that and encouraging me to try that. Because a few years ago, I would not have even looked at Tangerine Cafe. It was not something I was interested in, but I tried it and I loved it. The hummus is good there. The tabbouleh, the lentils, salad, all everything. And that's not including the meat. The lamb and the chicken is well prepared and freshly cooked. They've got good baklava. It's in a good area that's uncrowded. And I could eat there any time of day. I've eaten there for dinner to watch Illuminations over Spice Road Table. I've eaten there for lunch. So I cannot say enough good things about Tangerine Cafe. Not to diminish Sunshine Seasons. Love Sunshine Seasons as well. Craig, what are you going to pick?
I am going to bring a sack lunch with me, and I will eat on the sidewalk. No.
Somebody's bitter.
I am going to choose, sorry, Derek, Tangerine Cafe as well.
Oh, man.
Yes, because I did enjoy the shawarma platter when we all ate it. Now, again, it's not my preference. I would go Asian food, then I would go Mexican food, and then I would go here. Rather than Sunshine Seasons. I've never been really crazy about Sunshine Seasons. We've ate there a time or two, but it's just not.
Mm-hmm.
I guess when I go to Epcot, I want to try something different. And Sunshine Seasons does not give you the opportunity to try different food. It's what we probably
used to. It does have some dishes, but not. It is more state of the art.
Right. So I'm going with, Derek, like, Derek didn't get a choice, but Tangerine Cafe.
Which would you have picked?
Actually, Craig, I too would have selected Tangerine Cafe.
What?
It's the shawarma. I may have to get the meatball sandwich if they still have it. I don't remember seeing that on the menu, but I may even try some baklava, see if it overtakes the school bread. That's my favorite treat. One of my favorite treats.
Well, guys, congratulations to Tangerine Cafe on its Battle Royale championship here at the Quick Service Battle Royale at Epcot.
Underrated anymore?
Sure.
I don't think so.
I think it's overlooked. It's often overlooked. Is overlooked and underrated two different things? That's the question.
I don't think so.
Maybe not. Well, gentlemen, it's time for a segment we like to call...
Grim. Grinning.
There it is.
Craig has got he's revving up for that Munson truck rally this weekend.
That's the one we've been waiting for.
Sunday.
Do you have a question?
I do. All right, guys. If you, out of quick service, table service, anything like that, at Epcot, you could choose one meal to eat, what would you eat? Okay, guys, my answer is if I could have any, eat at any place, mine would be the Nine Dragons restaurant. Again, it's not a surprise, my Asian cuisine, I really like that. So we actually ate there unbeknownst to us that was the highest end restaurant for Chinese when we first went. But it's really, really good. They have a large assortment of different foods. Of your honey sesame chicken, Kung Pao chicken, so on and so forth. So I would definitely go there and have at it with the Chinese food and be very, very happy.
My favorite, if I could have one meal, it's going to be pizza at Via Napoli.
I was almost there with that.
Yep. As much as Matthew may be against the pizza there.
I like the pizza there.
He's anti-pizza.
I like the pizza.
I think his actual quote was Pizza Hut's better. That's what he said.
That's exactly what I said.
I do enjoy the Quattro Formaggi pizza, which is what I tell everyone to get when they go, just because there's not. It's oil and cheese on bread. And I just really like it. And if I was to have one meal, that would probably that's what I would go with.
I hate to be very basic, but I'm going to say the shawarma platter. I would have my chicken and lamb shawarma platter.
The first love. You said you had meatballs.
I hate to go away from it. That or Beer Garden. I mean, I could also go to Beer Garden.
Yep.
I'd probably go to Beer Garden instead. It's got a lot of food, but for a much higher price. Now, guys, just for fun, just for giggles, out of the four quick service Battle Royale winners, which would you pick? Would it be Tangerine Cafe? Would it be Backlot Express at Hollywood Studios? Columbia Harbor House at Magic Kingdom? Or Satouli Canteen over at Animal Kingdom?
You asked, you answer.
I'm gonna stick with Tangerine Cafe.
Wow. That's
what I would go with. I just love it.
I'm going to go with Harbor House. I like the selections. I like the fish and chips. I like the lobster rolls. I just enjoy the food they have there and always have.
Honestly, I was thinking Satouli Canteen, so we were all different. That's funny.
Poor Backlot Express.
I just like you can make your own bowl pretty much into whatever combination you so desire. And I can grab a night blossom on the way out.
There you go.
That is true.
Well, hopefully today we've helped give you some insight as to where to... There's so many places to eat in Epcot, and hopefully some of these thoughts have helped you, the listener, determine where you will spend time dining. We love talking food here on the show, as you can tell. A lot of our shows are centered around where to eat and what to eat, and we appreciate you indulging. Hey, guys, how about we run over to Sunshine Seasons, grab a quick bite? What do you say?
Why don't we go to Walmart and get a troll horn?
Thank you for listening, people. And as you leave, be sure to...
beware the hitchhiking troll horn.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join a jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the horn.
So hurry back, we would like your company.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You've stumbled into the graveyard and... I can't even remember what we say.
Discovered.
Okay. Discovered Grim Grin Guys. What these world playing podcast.
We are your Gosos for this evening. I'm...
Welcome, foolish mortal. I can't do this. Here, we'll do it Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and...
and discovered...
Discovered... Forget it, I'll do it.
I get nervous. I, too, would have selected Sunshine Seasons. No.
No, what? What?